Hare Krishna. Is everyone here? Did anyone leave some of their parts of their mind in other places? Because now is the time to be here. Because Giriraj is here behind the curtain. And this is the, I would say for myself, the most important thing when chanting japa. It's to be in the right consciousness. And that consciousness is more simple than the consciousness we usually find ourselves within. What I mean by more simple is that there must be less going on. Usually our minds are running so fast, here and there and here and there. And one part of our mind is fighting with another part or talking with another part or talking to another person, and I should have done this and I should have done that. But when we chant japa, it's not the correct time to work out and solve the problems of the world or personal problems. When we are chanting our japa, we want to be in the mindset that this is a very special time. A very special time that's very rare. It's my time to be alone with Krishna. It's very personal and it's very intimate. This is a very rare and special time, my time with Krishna. It's more or less what everyone always wanted or wants, a very personal time with the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on this side, it's my time with Krishna, but on the other side, what has to be accepted, and I really do mean has to be accepted, if our japa is to be bring us close to Krishna, it has to be accepted that during this short time, this rare time, during this time with Krishna, I actually have nothing else to do. There was one japa program workshop that I gave, and in the beginning I spoke about the six quadrants of activities from a famous business advisor, and I had them go through their life and put all their important things that they had to do in one of these six quadrants. There's urgent and there's immediate and this, I can't remember what they are right now. And then after everyone took 45 minutes to write down their whole life, I opened up a big safe, a big box with a lock on it, and told them to, after they had written everything down, put it in that safe, and we closed it up and locked it. And I said, don't worry, we'll give it back to you at the end of the weekend. But this time is not meant for that. It is a retreat. It is a holy name retreat. And at the heart, the foundation of that is japa. It is japa. So these two simple principles, this is a very special and intimate and rare time. And the second one is, I have nothing else to do now. So put yourself in the right mentality. See if you can do it. And of course, the mentality that we have to make. It's not that we just say, I have nothing else to do with chant japa, in the mind which has been trained to wander all over the universe when we chant japa. It's not the mind will just say, yes, Prabhu, whatever you say. No, the mind will start walking here and running there and jumping and hopping. And don't worry about it. It's natural. It's normal. But it's time for it to slow down. So take this sankalpa right now. That this is my, well, keep it in your mind, that this is my special time to be with Krishna, and look where I am. I have the blessings of Kiriraj Govardhan raining upon me. I have the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, of Sisi Gonatai, of Radha Govinda, the dust of Vrindavan. It is special, and I am very, very fortunate to have this time. Very fortunate. And I have nothing else to do. So make that sankalpa right now, and I'll make it in the form of a prayer to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, to Giriraj, to the deity that you find most, that you're most connected to. Just to take a moment and pray for help and for seriousness and determination to be able to do this, to take advantage of this time. Just take a few moments to make that prayer in the form of a sankalpa, but a prayerful one, that you were asking, requesting help. To be more internal, deeply internal. There are so many levels of consciousness, but on the deepest level, this is the sincerest part of me. This is what I want. So when you're ready, take as long as you want, but when you're ready, just start to chant japa. And while we chant, keep in mind some very, very simple principles. The highest level to chant on is pure love. Jato anuraga jute chitta uchai hasyatito roditi rauti gayanti and madhavan ritya di loka maya. Mahaprabhu chanted in such ecstasy. So many levels to chant on, but it's good to be able to hear. So the simplest level that we can attempt to do with our own will, we can't chant, will ourselves to chant ecstatically and in love for Krishna. But we can really try our best to hear the holy name of Krishna, to touch the holy names, to touch Krishna, who is Abhinatam, no different from his names, with our consciousness by hearing. So try and be determined to try your best. And the rule that I use is, if I can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hari, I'm so fortunate. So try your best. And if you feel ecstatic love for Krishna as you chant, then chant on that level. If you feel taste, chant on that level. But at least try your best to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. And remember this one simple point, that you're chanting Krishna's name, and Krishna is hearing you chanting. Nama viharanam Vishnu yatartha. He's hearing. You're calling him, and he's hearing. So try your best. Take shelter. And if I speak sometimes as we're chanting, you can listen, but don't stop chanting. And sometimes I'll just refocus things, but just keep chanting. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And don't be afraid to call out for help and beg Krishna to accept you as his servant. Allow me to serve you. That's how Srila Prabhupada first translated the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for us. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, Srimati Radharani, please accept me as your servant. Allow me to serve you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just try your best. accept that that's good enough to try your best. So sincerely try your best to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Just try your best. And if your mind wanders, don't worry about it, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to hear one Hare Krishna mantra. And that, as the mind slows down and cools down, you'll touch Krishna more and more. Just try your best. And if the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, natural, just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare. Just try your best. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Be determined to try your best. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just try to bring it back to the simple, simple, simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. And you have nothing else to do now. Please accept this point. You have nothing else to do now. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, please bring it back under the control of the Self. Yato yato nischarati manas tanasanam astiram tatastato niyamyetat agunyeva vasham nayet. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Okay, why don't we just slowly come to a stop right now and just we'll just speak for a few minutes. We were chanting for almost 1 hour there. One thing that I've found, and unfortunately it's quite rare for me, but that if I'm actually 100% sincere, determined to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names, I can actually do it by Krishna's mercy. It's so much a product of a sincere desire on my part, and that gives birth to a determination. Know that I actually don't want to let my mind wander all over the universe. I really want to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. If I'm actually determined about that, and again I say it's quite rare for me, and it comes, when it does come, it comes after chanting for some time. But then it's my mind actually stops, and I can hear, I can be with Krishna, and there's no interference. So Krishna is actually always there for us. But there is only one problem, which is the conclusion of the Avanti Brahmana in the 23rd chapter of the 11th canto. There's only one problem, and that is, yes, I heard someone say the rascal mind, and I wish they would stop criticizing me, but yeah, this is actually the problem. The mind has, and I'll tell you why too, but don't tell anyone. It's because, and I saw this somewhere, I read it somewhere in one devotional book, and then I saw it in the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that the mind is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. It's our own private, you could say, universe in which we are the center. It's an illusion, and it's an illusory center, and we're not happy in it. It's the it's the gift, the material mind is the gift of the illusory energy, so we can imagine that we are the central figure in existence and everything is revolving around me. So the great issue that we're trying to deal with is enchanting, is at the essence of our material existence. We're trying to place Krishna in the center instead of me. And the mind is built for exactly the opposite experience. We're trying to place the holy names, the sun of the holy names, to illuminate the darkness of our illusory universe of the mind, where I am the center, where I'm always right, where I'm always important, and this person did this, and I did this, and I'm going to do this. So what we have to do, this is the goal, is to put Krishna in there, to become absorbed, in the holy names. And this is the safe position for the soul, to be absorbed in transcendence. When light is there, Krishna Surya Sam, Maya Hayandaka, there is no darkness. So the mind is like a naughty child in so many ways. But, and especially the way Kali Yuga is progresses, it becomes upadrutaha, more and more and more disturbed. The instruments of disturbance, when it's so, such an ironic point that the thing, the technological gadget that disturbs us more than anything else, practically speaking, we don't feel secure unless we walk out of the house with it. We feel insecure. And this is training the mind. Kali Yuga trains the mind to become more and more disturbed. It trains the mind to be frightened and fearful. And what we are trying to do now is quiet the mind, cool the mind down in the sweet atmosphere that the dust of Vrindavan and Giriraj Maharaj, Giriraj Govardhana, provides us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and so many kind Vaishnavas. So it is a matter of becoming saral, a little more simple. For myself, who doesn't have by nature a very simple or peaceful mind, I try to keep what I do simple. If I can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, I feel very, very fortunate, beginning with Hare. And then I see when I actually try to do this sincerely and determined to do this, then the mind actually becomes peaceful, to get peaceful. And then I can hear, and then the reading that I do manifests. But first, put Krishna in the form of the holy names in the mind and be determined to do it. Because in the beginning, the mind, like a determined baby, a determined and stubborn baby, will be very determined to do the opposite. Oh, I pick up my beads, so I begin to say Gayatri, my mantras, Sandhya mantras, and the mind says, very good, an opportunity to wander all over the universe. So at some time we have to confront this. This is the easiest way to learn humility. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of the holy names. And humility is a pill that there is no sugar coating around. It is bitter. That here I am thinking myself the center of the universe, the most important person, and I can't be with Krishna in the form of his holy name so easily, so I need help. Humility means not thinking about how bad I am and how I'm terrible at this and I'm this problem and that. That's not what humility is. Humility means taking shelter of Krishna. Seriously, sincerely, I have no other hope. And Krishna is immediately there when we chant in that mood. Trinada Pisu Nichena Turoda Pisu Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadhari. He's immediately there. So let us try our best. So please, all over again, become determined. Appreciate where you are, where I'll appreciate where I am. The fortune of being surrounded. You know, in the old movies we used to watch when we were children, the cowboys, which are different from cowherd boys, they would be surrounded by Indians that are different from Indians. And they would say, "We're surrounded." And what do you do when you're surrounded? You have no choice. You surrender. So we're surrounded on every side by the dust of Braja, by fortune. So let us surrender to being with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Be determined, try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. But try your best, try your best, try your best. Pray first for the mercy of Guru Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Gornatai, Panchatattva, Sisi Radhashyamasundar, Krishna Balaram, your favorite deities, and then begin to chant. Okay. Hare Krishna. So just a few minutes before our japa session has ended, I'd just like to, first of all, thank you for your serious chanting, determined chanting. I personally appreciate it very much. And I'd like to ask if anyone would like to say how their chanting was or ask any questions specifically about japa. Just raise your hand. I like to ask, how was your chanting? But so I will. But if anyone wants to say that, just raise your hand and also ask any question about Lapa, either myself or Maharaj will answer. You were able to focus on your japa. Did you hear one Hare Krishna mantra during the whole time? You're so fortunate. Thank you very much. Anyone? Thank you. What is your name? Okay. Hare Krishna. Would anyone else like to say how their chanting was? Yes. We even have a microphone.
Actually, I want to thank you very much because it was full of encouragement. And I didn't see the time going by. I was trying really to hear the holy name. And I think I heard, but I don't know if it's an illusion. But it was just so encouraging all the time, you know. Thank you so much. And it's a unique experience.
Mandakini, I would like to thank you so much for your surrender to Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes we do a surrender. We do something and we don't know what the result will be. but then by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, the result turns out to be something we can't even imagine.
I mean, Srila Prabhupada just gave so much mercy. You know, it just owed Srila Prabhupada's mercy.
And your cooperation with that mercy, too. And can I just address the point? I don't know whether I really heard or not, or did I was an illusion that I heard? Because that question comes, how do you know if you've really heard the mantra? That comes up quite a lot when in these kind of sessions. And from my answer to that is, quoting that verse where Mahaprabhu was, when speaking to Prakasananda Saraswati, when he said, my guru, Sri Padishwar Puri, he told me to always chant and told me I shouldn't study Vedanta. And then he quoted one verse that he said was the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of all of the Bhagavatam in one verse. And Mahaprabhu then quoted that verse, which is, I can't remember the beginning it was this morning. Jatona raga juta chitta uchai ha satyato rodita rauti gayanti unmadavan nrityadi lokavaya. Which means that the soul is living in the ecstatic relationship with Krishna. And one's living in that. We can't even describe what a mango tastes like, what to speak of what it's like. I can't describe, certainly not experiencing it. But by the symptoms, Mahaprabhu was describing what it is like, and this laughing and dancing and jumping up and down and then falling to the ground and tears pouring from the eyes. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always exhibiting. He was in this state of constantly in separation or meeting with Krishna. So on one level, if we were hearing the holy names, actually we would be experiencing Krishna and our relationship with him, and we would be, that's what would be happening to us, as it happened with Mahaprabhu all the time. The very mention of the word Vrindavan would send him into ecstasy. So that's on one level. But that's not the level I like to answer on. I like much prefer to answer on, don't worry about it. Just chant. Just try your best, and if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Because otherwise, I know what happens. The mind just gets caught in this loop. Am I really chanting? How do I really know I'm chanting? And how do I really know if I really know if I really know if I'm chanting? And then suddenly, where I was chanting and hearing, I'm just lost in this tangle of my mind again. And it's just a tangle. It's just a tangle. It's a meaningless tangle. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And try your best, be determined, be sincere. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. If Krishna gives you more, so fortunate. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Any last question or comment? Anyone like to say how their chanting was? Yes. Oh, Gaura Hari Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Just wondering, it seems so much is dependent on the sincerity. And now we are all in a group, we are guided, we are in the Holy Dham, this sincerity can be generated. Seems easier, but how do you generate and nourish this sincerity when you are a conditioned soul?
This is a great question. How to become nourished sincerity. So Prabhupada answered that question. I actually saw him answer that question in Melbourne, 1974, in the Melbourne Town Hall. The devotees were sitting on the stage with Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting on a big Vyasasana, and there were only a few people in the audience. I was one of them. I was living outside the temple. And in those days, there were two kinds of people in this world. Those who lived in the temple, you were a devotee. And if you lived outside the temple, you were a demon. Life was simple. But anyway, I was sitting in the audience, and someone asked the question. I don't know who asked the question. I don't remember who it was, but asked Prabhupada, how do you become more sincere? And he said, his reply was, how do you become a drunkard? Of course, I wouldn't have any idea of things like that. But then he said, if you want to become a drunkard, you associate with drunkards. And then he said, if you want to become more sincere, and there he was, sitting on the Vyasasan, surrounded by the devotees, he said, and if you want to become sincere, associate with them. In other words, associate with those who are more sincere than you. Personally, when he pointed to them, I was very happy I wasn't sitting on stage. I wasn't feeling very sincere. But that's the real issue of devotional service, as far as I can understand, how to become sincere, how to become serious. So association is so important in that. We associate with those who are more sincere, more determined, more serious than us. We take to the process very seriously. We chant. We try our best to chant sincerely, to be with Krishna, and encourage ourselves a little bit too. If we can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are very fortunate. And then the real secret is, as far as I understand, is that when you try to become sincere, the first thing you find out is how insincere you are. Just like when you haven't cleaned your room for 20 years, like a teenager, and then you think, oh, I'm going to go into my room and clean it. And the first thing you do is turn on the light. And then all the things that you weren't conscious of are forced into your consciousness by turning on the light. So turning on the light of the sincere attempt to become sincere brings to one's consciousness all the dirt and the garbage and the uncleanliness and the things that we've let slide. You know, it's okay, I can think about this right now for this reason, I can do this for this reason. But it all confronts us. It all confronts us when we try to be sincere and determined. And then the art of humility first begins with humiliation. And this is a very private humiliation. Very private humiliation to confront my insincerity and all the garbage that I can't blame anyone else for putting in my consciousness other than me. And then humility again means taking shelter of Krishna. It doesn't mean thinking about, look at all this and look at this problem and look what I've done here. And then that is actually a mental disease. I call it self-indulgent neurosis, where you're just thinking about yourself. That's not humility, about I'm bad about this and I'm bad about that and I'm bad about that. And that's not humility, but humility means, oh, Guru, oh Vaishnavas, oh Srila Prabhupada, oh Dasta Vrindavan, oh Gaur Nitai, oh Krishna Maharam, Radha Shyama Sundar. And we see this humility in the words of the Goswamis, in the prayers, the songs, the writings. Prabhupada would always point this out about the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita would say that I'm lower than a worm in stool. What is the cause of their humility? That's a different topic, but the result of their humbleness is that they always call out to Krishna for help. So always call out to Krishna for help, and then we have to confront that I don't want to call out to Krishna for help. I want to do everything myself because I am the center of the universe. And then we have more lessons to learn. And the we can be sure that the material world, the material universe, will teach us those lessons. It will teach us. It is built to teach us. It is built to pinch us again and again and again. As much as we try to organize things for our comfort and to be exactly the way we want, the way we think the universe should be, reality should be, we try to organize it around that, and the universe refuses to cooperate. This is at least what I've seen. It refuses to cooperate. And that is a lesson. It is always teaching us. Reality is always teaching us that we are tiny, we are insignificant, but not only tiny and insignificant, we are tiny, insignificant servants. And when we accept that, servants of Krishna, then we actually become elevated to our natural position. Was that okay? Okay. So I believe it's time for prasadam. So tomorrow in japa, Maharaj will be leading us deeply. And please make sure you're on time and have, even if it's the wrong time of the day, they say make sure you get enough rest. But for all the programs, make sure you get enough rest so you're alive, awake, and sincere. So the best part of us can shine forward. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Sisi Gaunataya ki jai. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Nitai Gaur Prabhupada ki jai.